Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And we return now to one of our headline stories, and that is about an Air India passenger plane that crashed shortly after takeoff not so long ago. The latest news we're receiving is that of the 242 people on board, there are no survivors, but that the plane also crashed into a nearby building, and there are reports of people having died in that building itself. If you're looking at any of the visuals that are on social media and television, quite dramatic pictures coming out, and we know that the families are making their way to the hospitals to try and see what the latest situation is. We're joined on the line now by Ulik NP, who is a writer and journalist based out of New Delhi. He is also the executive editor at Open Magazine. Ulik, I'm terribly sorry to cross to you about such a unfortunate and horrific story. What is the latest that you are hearing about the air crash?
You know, I spoke to a few doctors of the BJ Medical College, which is one of the oldest medical colleges, not just in the state of Western Indian state of Gujarat, where this crash happened, but also in the whole of India. So a lot of a lot of speculation that the toll is rising of those people who were having the lunch, including resident doctors and interns and medical students. You know that many of them have died. That's what many of them have died. That's what I'm hearing from them. And then even my close friends from the, you know, from among the doctors are refusing to pick up calls, because I can only imagine sitting in New Delhi, you know, the kind of trauma that people in ground zero must be going through.
Ulik, we know that 242 people were on board the plane. So what you're suggesting is that the death toll could potentially be much higher than that because of the doctors you're talking about that were in the building that was crashed into.
Yeah. I'm talking about them. You know, they're saying the death toll is very high because it was lunchtime, and most of these resident doctors and interns and medical students were having their lunch around the time the crash happened. And some of them have survived, and those people who have survived, some of them happen to be known to me, and they are refusing to talk out of shock. So as far as other things are concerned, the government has not come out with any major statements. You know, there are a lot of condolence messages coming from across the world, because you know, this is one of the biggest tragedies in India. You know, I think it is one of the biggest tragedies in this century in India. Similar tragedy was, I think, in what happened in India near Delhi in 1996. It was in November, because I was here, and it was a mid-air collision of flights of Saudi Arabian Airlines and Kazakhstan Airlines. It was in a small place near Charki Dadri, and 349 people on board, both planes were killed. And then we have had a lot of accidents, similar air crash since then. You know, I think the worst being in 2010, and this is the worst after that. In 2010, it was a flight from Dubai to a place in South India called Mangalore, where the flight overshot the runway on landing because it was some kind of a tabletop airport, killing close to 160 people.
Ulik, if I can just ask you, what we know about this flight is that it was on its way to Gatwick, and it is being reported that there were 53 British nationals, one Canadian national, and 7 Portuguese nationals on board, and 169 Indians. So we have a little bit of information coming out. I know that you said the government isn't really talking, and I know it's too soon to ask, and perhaps one shouldn't speculate, but what what is the feeling on the ground in terms of what could have caused this? Because it crashed almost immediately after takeoff.
I think, I spoke with a lot of experts, and again, it's too early to make a comment on this, which could be the reason why the government is not talking about it. It could be multiple reasons. It could be a bird collision, or, you know, but of course, you know, this is a flight, a Dreamliner, a Boeing Dreamliner is a flight that can withstand if one of the engine gets damaged. So it means it was something beyond that. It could be that there were a lot of other problem areas could be identified. You know, maybe there was some technical failure which disallowed the pilots, or, you know, they couldn't gain lift and climb. And because this happened, you know, as you can see, the videos that are being shared by people, the locals and eyewitnesses, that it happened at a very low altitude.
And it also happened around lunchtime, if I'm not mistaken, where people were eating.
Yeah, it was around lunchtime. And the pilot struggled to stay in the climb, you know, from the video just before they raised a mayday call. And it was then the plane went down, you know, within less than 2 minutes of them doing that, it went down. And the landing gears were also still down. You know, that is what experts were pointing out from whatever little video evidence that people had.
Oleg,
at the moment.
Thank you so much for bringing us up to date. I didn't realize until you were saying now that you actually have friends and colleagues that are potentially affected in this crash and that you've been trying to get hold of them. So our thoughts and prayers are with you, your colleagues and friends, and of course, all those people on board the flight. That is Oleg NP, a writer and journalist based in New Delhi and also the executive editor at Open Magazine, bringing us up to date on the latest in that air crash tragedy. More than 242 people, if we listen to what Oleg was saying, are suspected of having been killed. We're hearing that there are no survivors, and we will keep you abreast of that story.